furniture and dishes in out of the back way, and then the kitchen would be behind that. Now these old houses didn't have kitchens attached to them. They were away from the house. They had to.
Would you call that?
They called fire too much. It was a hazard to have a kitchen tied on the house. Somebody's always fiddling around and letting the coals pop out of the stove and onto the floor and then set the kitchen on fire and burn the house down. So the old house, if you notice any of those Chinook old houses, they were separate. Sam Houston had an old house down in Huntsville. It's one of the noteworthy houses around here, and its kitchen is separate from all the rest. I used to wonder why they had those, but I got to crying around, found out it was on account of fire hazards.
They still call it just a kitchen, though.
Called the kitchen. They call it a kitchen. And if the kitchen burned, you didn't lose one building or one room. When you have them tied onto the house, right, it's not much of a hazard. It's a wonder they didn't have more fires than what they did in those days. People used post oak timbers for fuel in there. And that leave coals and stoves and fireplaces at night. We got the next morning that moved the ashes off the coals and then put some more post oak on the coals, and first thing you know, it's laid up and you have another fire. Now that's a pretty good way to start a fire, all right, but it wasn't too safe. And then those old chimneys that had them not too well built. Old chimneys that have a crack in them, fire would come through between two of those cracks and catch one of the upstairs rooms if people weren't careful. But I suppose they were lucky they didn't have more fire than they did. But those old houses, I believe these old houses over here were not as well built as the eastern houses. Now, I've been over east, and I've been in Mississippi and Alabama and observed the houses over there, and they're much better constructed. Looks like they're more solid. These old houses here they're not the old colonial type houses, they're more, it's kind of a western house, you might say. They built those things high up off the ground, and they put lots of lumber in them, but they didn't put no nails in them. And they'd go to creaking. An old house back in those days that lasts 30 or 40 years, and that's about old. If you didn't renovate your house right, it'd be ready to fall down. But I've been over, especially right along the Mississippi River, those houses over there were as solid as they could be. They were built to last. They could have it. No, we didn't have too much in the way of good houses here. They were, well, in fact, there's everybody lived in log houses for a long time around here.
Is there much use of columns in building houses around here?
No columns? No. Not around here.
That's one thing you run into all over the
columns. Well, those columns are pretty. Now, they used to. That would give a very stately, aristocratic look to have those columns. But they don't do it here. You look at a new house and there won't be anything that resembles a column. Actually, most of the houses that we have around here now are brick veneer houses. And most of them are about one-story houses. Sometimes you find a few two-story houses, but not too many.